chance for Sean Mackie to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Welcome to Falkirk Daft, and this is your preview episode as we look ahead to the game against the Jambos this Saturday with what is going to be a very drunken stadium, an 8 o'clock kickoff on a Saturday. Merry Christmas, everyone. As ever, joined by the Ginger God of Pod himself, it's Ross Wayne.
Yeah, what could go wrong? Like, that's just the motto. What could go wrong?
Christmas time, mistletoe and a lot of fucking wine is what's going to happen ahead of the game come Saturday. Jesus, I'm out with my lad's day out before it, and yeah, it should be interesting then turning up at the stadium at 6 o'clock. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I feel as if I might be the babysitter on Saturday night for you.
You might be. Out afterwards then, aye?
I'm not this weekend. I'm having a behaving weekend. I take it I'll be dropping you off up the town.
I hadn't even thought of that. What a fantastic idea, Ross. It's my birthday on Friday, so that can be your little birthday present.
There we go.
Fabulous. That's great. We're going to speak to you and Cameron. You know, he's been on the podcast several times. He's always got an opinion to say. We'll find out what his thoughts on the Jambos are, and obviously top of the league at the moment. Just a reminder, though, we've got our Scott Arfield, Russell Lappy competition going on our socials just now. So we like and share. You can get it on our X profile or our Facebook page. We'll draw that come Sunday, when we're reviewing the Hearts game, so we'll get to that. And I saw in the meantime, there's another Falkirk legend coming to Stenhouse Muir. Simon Stainrod is going to be in the Plough Hotel. Now, I don't know if it's the 22nd of March or the 21st of March, because the poster says 21st of March and the description says 22nd of March. But he is going to be at the Plough Hotel there. What an absolute legend. Come back for it. I'm just going to double check this for everyone, just so everyone can get it in their calendars. It is the 21st of March that Simon Stainrod will be at the Plough Hotel in Stenhouse Muir. Who knew?
That's a random combination, isn't it? The Plough and Simon Stainrod. Yeah, has he run out of money? Is that why he's back?
I don't know, but there you go. You get a meet and greet with Simon, complimentary drink on arrival, three-course meal, 50 quid, not bad.
That's not too bad. Yep, that's not too bad. I saw him the last time he was in the town, and he was very good in terms of his stories, as you would expect. Simon, he absolutely loves himself, which is brilliant because everybody else loves him as well. But
exactly,
So I'm sure that'll be very, very popular. I don't know what the capacity is at the Plough. I'm sure they'll get a couple of hundred in there if it's that'll be good to see him back in the town.
There you go, Simon Stainrod heading to the Plough. A sentence I never thought I would ever utter in my life. There you go. So, not much been happening news-wise in terms of the team. I saw they had their Christmas night out. A lot of pictures posted up for that. A Mr. Morrison was spotted in one of them.
I saw that. I don't follow Callum anymore, so someone else had sent me on. And, listen.
Oh, are you one of those guys that if they stop playing for Falkirk, unfollow?
Yeah, I'm not bothered. That's what he does. But anyway, well, no, it's not just him. I would do that with practically any of the players. If they move on... I don't want my timeline kind of filled with whoever they're playing right now. But listen, it's his pals, so you get it. And if it's if he's able to meet up with them, fair play. So it did look like they had a good couple of days away. I don't actually know how long they were there, but Saturday night anyway, I know they travelled over, and I assume they were back maybe Monday at some point. And then they had the calendar signing last night, which I saw was very, very busy.
Yeah, I did see that. I don't know. I've still not had confirmation if Tom Lang is on the calendar this year. If someone could slip into our DMs or at us on a mention to just maybe the picture as well would be great, because I've not got the calendar myself yet.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Surely it will be.
I mean, you don't have Tom Lang and don't put him on the calendar.
Exactly.
Couple of interesting stats came out this year. I don't know if you follow the Pye and Bovril Twitter feed, Ross, but it was some really interesting stats. We retweeted one of them. But yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing all right as the old Bairns. Looking down the thing, we've got, you know, in terms of average age squad, we're kind of 26.3, which is really good. You know, number of players used by the club, we're at 26, actually. I'm surprised we've used that many. Motherwell are bottom at 22, Celtic at the top with 28. The one that caught my eye, however, the most fouled player in the league, and it is no surprise that that man, the most fouled man in the league, is, of course, Dylan Tate. Brilliant. 46 fouls Dylan's won this season. What a guy.
What a guy.
I love that.
Listen, it's no wonder. He's obviously on the ball a lot. He's in the midfield. He does get his fair share of barges into him. And let's face it, he is the best I've ever seen at getting a free kick from referees.
You'd hate it if he was in the opposition team. You'd really hate it. He tried a couple of times against Hibs and he got caught out. But no, there you go. The most fouled man in the league is officially Dylan Tate. And we all knew that as Bairns. So well done, Dylan. I don't know if that's some accolade or not, but well played.
No, listen, that's good though. I don't think that's a bad stat because it shows that he's on the ball a lot. It shows that he's involved. I think one of the other stats I saw, I've not got it in front of me, but I saw one of the other stats where we were quite high up in the winning the tackles as well.
Most tackles won by a player.
Keelan Adams was up there as well.
Keelan Adams is the most tackles won by a player. He won 29. Now, there's a few people who talked about Keelan Adams' defensive frailty, but 29 tackles just goes to show you. And we're actually, like you say, we're top of tackles won by the club, 184. So there you go. We have dig. We put ourselves about, and that's what you like to see.
We do.
The only way you're going to stay in this league is being top of those kind of leagues, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're not high up on the crime count either. Like, we do okay. We've not had too many bookings. Have we had a... I'm just trying to think if we've had a sending off, unless I'm missing something obvious.
That's a good question. Have we had a red card this season? I don't... You have?
Think of one. There's probably someone screaming at us just now.
Someone
going,
will be shouting just now.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of a sending off. But because I'm trying to think who. Like, it probably would be like Brad. Brian Graham.
Dylan or Brian. That's the two kind of culprits you're looking at. But no, I don't think you have.
No, I don't think so. Some good stats there, as you said. Yeah. I don't know where they get them from. There must be some sort
like
of.
That.
Yeah, I don't know where Pine Bovril's getting them from. There must be some website that produces all that data.
Something like that. They must have like access to Opta Stats or something like that. But great figures there. I was really impressed. And like you say, that's the only way. It's those kind of figures that are going to keep you in this league. So long may it continue. Listen, before we get into our Hearts preview with you and Cameron, we've got to say a very special thank you to Nutmeg Magazine. Now, Ross, you and me are both fans of Nutmeg Magazine. It's a quarterly Scottish football magazine that comes out, and they are on Falkirk Daft. You might remember they were around the stadium in the kind of pre-season match day programme that they produced, which was given out during the League Cup games. And there's a new issue out now, and it's a special free kick issue, right? So they've got great free kick stories, like Charlie Mulgrew, who was an absolute expert at free kicks, Gordon Strachan, Pirlo, and of course Lee Griffiths, those two free kicks against England. How would you forget them? It got us thinking, like, best Falkirk free kick.
There's been loads over the years. My mind always still goes back to
exactly
Hamden.
What you're going for. John Clark.
John Clark at Hamden against Celtic. Yep. John Clark also had another belter. I think it might have been the same season against Kelly at home.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a different one. He kind of smashed that one, didn't he?
I'm trying to think. There's another more modern one though, and
Mark Miller.
If you remember, Mark Miller is what I had in my head against Rangers at home. Yep. So,
Mark Miller, and obviously Ethan Ross. We can't forget Ethan Ross scoring the first free kick at the stadium against Hamilton to win as the back-to-back championship.
Beautiful goal. Beautiful goal.
I was right at the bottom of the and Ethan Ross hates that when you tell him that. I said, the keeper should have got it. Ethan's like, no. But
give him the eyes.
Cal Morrison scored one as well.
Callum scored a few, actually. He was very, very good if we're talking about his positive points, he was a very, very great striker of the ball, and he did score a few. Obviously, he scored a few long range efforts for outside the box anyway. But free kicks wise, yeah, he did have a few in his locker. Probably none that were massive in big games, but he was a fair old striker of the ball. He really was.
So, listen, let us know your favourite Falkirk free kick. Maybe there's one that we've missed out. Leave a comment below or get us on our Twitter. And the guys at Nutmeg have actually given us a special deal on the new issue. So this is a great stocking for, by the way. So you can get it through our link below for a tenner. So it's a special Secret Santa offer that they're giving us to Falkirk Daft. So use the link in the description and take care of the football fan in your life this Christmas for just a tenner. I've got the magazine. I've got a copy for you, Ross, which I'll give you at the lounge on Saturday,
amazing,
if I remember it. Likely not, but check out the new edition of Mutt Magazine. It's a great, great magazine, and like you say, you can get it for a tenner, like this boat. It's a great stocking filler, and you can get it on WH Smith, selected Waterstones, and online, of course, nutmegmagazine.co.uk. It's where you want to head to get your new edition of the Nutmeg Magazine. Like I say, great read, really, really good read. You'll thoroughly enjoy it. Very thick, very thick, quite
love
really
it.
Well produced. I love that kind of thing. So,
yeah,
I get it in the shops or get it online now or check the link before to get it for a tenner. Brilliant. As ever, we like to preview the next game here on Falkirk Daft, and we're welcoming back a man to the podcast. He's no stranger to Falkirk. He's no stranger to Hearts. It's the one and only STV Radio's Ewan Cameron.
Thank you very much. It's been a while, hey, Johnny boy.
Weird saying STV Radio's Ewan Cameron, because I know you as Football Daft's Ewan Cameron.
I know.
He's big Scottish football shows at Ewan Cameron. I know his greatest hits, Ewan Cameron. Now you look at you sitting there in your new wee home at STV Radio.
Yeah, it's listen, John, you and I have got a long history together because we were at Real Radio.
We were.
We were at Real Radio, then we were at Heart, then we ended up at Bower together. So we've got a long working history, you and I, working on loads of shows and different radio stations. And yeah, I'm at STV Radio now, and we're launching in early January. So there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. And yeah, looking forward to it, mate. And listen, I mean, you know me, I like to be on the wind up and rip the piss and all that stuff. But genuinely,
whoa, you don't do that, you in?
I do, but genuinely, I do miss you, and I miss the guys and George Bowie and Boogie, Arlene, Cassie, Callum, Stephen, and Gary. I mean, the whole team. I mean, we were a close-knit team, and it was hard leaving when I did, but it was too good an opportunity to come here and launch a new radio station. But I do miss every single one of you. And I know you had your Cash for Kids Christmas lunch there last weekend, and I felt like I was missing out. Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
I felt like, oh my God, I've been part of that for 10 years and I'm not there. I was really annoyed.
No, it was a good day out. But keep your eye on your inbox, Ewan, because there might be a wee invitation coming you for something that we're arranging. So keep your eye on your inbox.
I'll be there, mate. Whatever it is,
I
will be there. Don't you worry about it.
Yes, absolutely. So Ewan, we go back on. I've had to put up with Ewan for several years. You only have to put him up for the
wait,
next
wait, wait. Somebody
minutes.
Just walked in to see what I'm doing. Hold on. You might recognise his face. Come here. Come here, stand there. Can you see her?
There's no chance Katrina Harvey is. There's no
Kat
chance
Harvey.
Katrina Harvey is working at this time of day.
He's going, why are you working at this time of day? I can hear him, but you can't hear him. So it's John McAnally.
John McAnally.
Hi, Kat.
Why is he phoning you?
No, it's Falkirk Daft.
Oh.
We're on a podcast. We're on a podcast.
You're on a podcast. Welcome to the podcast, Kat. She's on the way now.
She's stepping away. And Ross is
That's
there
brilliant.
As well, who does Falkirk
Hi,
Daft.
Kat.
Hi, Ross.
Hi, Kat.
they're saying hiya.
John McAnally, I've not seen John McAnally for a wee while.
Aye, I'm just saying how much we miss them.
Yeah.
Just saying to
Alpen Lodge.
Yeah, we're there for the ahead of the Christmas party next week, so Kat will be missed.
And why did you get thrown out the Alpen Lodge?
We won't talk about that. Let's just move on. Bye, Katrina. Bye.
He said,
bye,
Joe, Katrina, leave now.
Bye, Kat. See you later.
I'll see you in Boston, hopefully, baby.
Yes,
I've got
100%.
I took a gamble. Me and my friends took a gamble, and we got a one-way flight to Boston for the game.
Oh, you broke up there, Kat. We can't hear you.
Bye.
In case you mentioned the Alpen Lodge again.
Yeah. No, you don't mention what happens in the Alpen Lodge stays in the Alpen Lodge. That's all I'll say. UN,
exactly.
Let's talk about the game on Saturday. It's an 8 o'clock quick kickoff at the Falkirk Stadium. Everyone is going to be steaming. Hearts are top of the league. How are you feeling at the moment?
I wasn't feeling great before the Celtic game after a couple of draws against Motherwell and also your Dundee United in there. And then you draw with Kilmarnock when you should have won the game, and then we lost to Aberdeen. So I wasn't in the best of moods ahead of the Celtic game. But 24, 40 hours before the game, I was thinking, do you know what? We might have a chance here. And I did tweet about it. I says, look, no Martin O'Neill, which I was happy about. No Green Brigade, which meant there wasn't going to be much of an atmosphere, and a new manager coming in to stamp his own authority on it. I thought, well, Hearts have maybe got a chance here to get something from it. I didn't expect us to win. I thought we could maybe scrape a draw. But when the Celtic team was announced and they went with a back three, I thought, oh, we've got a wee chance here. So to come away with the 3 points at Celtic Park, my confidence has went right back through the roof. But what worries me a wee bit about Falkirk ahead of the game on Saturday is that you lost to Hibs at Easter Road last week after a brilliant run. And I think that you will probably be back to what you were before the Hibs game. You'll have learnt a lot from that. And I fear Falkirk. Weirdly, and this is going to sound strange, I fear Falkirk more than Celtic because Hearts are expected to beat Falkirk. Do you know what I mean by that? We're expected to get result against you. That, for me, is a slippery slope to go down because I think that this could be a really tricky game. The Celtic game looks after itself. It's a free hit, as they normally say. I've got a horrible feeling that Falkirk might get something out of the game. I think they're that good, and I think John McGlynn's got them playing some brilliant football. I do, honestly, for me, and I said it already, on a previous podcast, and I was on Open Goal a couple of weeks ago, and I also said that there, I think that John McGlynn right now is the manager of the year, even more so than Derek McInnes, because of the job that he's done. League One, Championship, Premiership, and to be in the position that they're in when nearly every single pundit in the country said that Falkirk would get relegated, I think John McGlynn's done a fantastic job, and they're one of the best teams to watch in the league.
I listen, that's obviously, I think that's brilliant to hear you, and I think I've heard you say that as well, so it's not as if you're blowing smoke up our arse on this podcast. You've said it on others as well.
Yeah,
I agree. I think we will have learned quite a bit from Hibs. I think the other issue with the Hibs game is, and I know tiredness shouldn't really come into it, but obviously 3 games in 6 days, it just, that third game just felt like one game too many for us. We've obviously had a bit of a break there. And we're at home. I think I'm far from saying Falkirk are going to win, but I think I'm hopeful that we'll put on a bit of a better game against Hearts than we did against them at Tynecastle. That was a bit of a sore afternoon. So I'm quietly optimistic, but like you've just said, though, yous are coming on the back of that a huge win against Celtic, and the confidence must be so high at Tynecastle.
What I would say to that, though, Ross, and you'll know this, and so will John, is that how many teams get a result against either side of the Ugly Sisters, and then when they come to their next game, they lose it.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, there's so.
Yeah, but there's so many teams over the years, whether it be an Aberdeen or a Dundee recently, when they beat Celtic 2-0, the next game they lose. It's very rare that you get a result off the back of a victory over Celtic and Rangers and get another victory. It doesn't happen often, although Hearts have done really well this season in getting results after we beat Rangers at Ibrox. But then we went on a slippery slope after we beat Celtic at Tynecastle. Now, I hope that doesn't happen again. But after we beat Celtic at Tynecastle, we hadn't won a game up until we beat Celtic again. Do you know what I mean? So I think that it's a really, really tough game. And it's actually a game that I don't really want after that victory over Celtic. I'd rather have had anybody else, if I'm being honest, than going to Falkirk on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And they're a really good footballing side. And they'll create chances against us because Falkirk are a decent attacking team. I do fear for us a wee bit. I don't think we lose the game. I want to win it, obviously. But if we came away with a draw, I wouldn't be upset about that because I think Falkirk are a really decent outfit. But if we come away with a win, that would be huge for us following up the win against Celtic. But I think it's going to be tight, Ross. I really do. I think there's going to be a goal in it here and there, and it could be a late goal that wins it or maybe turns a loss into a draw or something. But I think both teams score 100%. Both teams are going to score on the night. How it goes, it could go either way. I genuinely think it could go either way.
Yeah.
What has happened to Ewan Cameron since you moved to STV Radio? This is not the ball shaved balls out Ewan Cameron that I know. This is like a meek, mild version of you.
No,
saying that are good and that I'm really scared about. What has happened to you? Have you
John, come on. Listen, we all watch the game, right? And we watch it week in and week out. Fucking Falkirk have been superb. I mean, they've actually surprised me. I said from the get-go that there wouldn't have been any relegation problems or any relegation issues. But yous have been superb. I watched yous against Rangers. You could have nicked that and won that at Ibrox. I thought you were brilliant there, and defensively you were sound. You're looking at your result against Aberdeen at Pittodrie. I just think there's something. You got away with it against Motherwell. I thought you got battered in the first half. But you got away with it in that first half. But seeing the second half, you thoroughly deserved your win. There is something about Falkirk right now that makes them a really tricky opponent. Celtic have struggled against Falkirk as well up until the point where... No. As in the sense was, it was going okay, and once Celtic got going, then obviously the goals came. But I think you've not really been battered. And I know you didn't play well against us at Tynecastle.
That's the one game that, you know, you go back to the season. I mean, the Celtic game, you're at Parkhead, Martin O'Neill returns. Hard
correct.
Work. But the game at Tynecastle for me was a real show of like class from Hearts. And you know, and at that point, we were really showing up as a championship side, I thought. But I mean, you made us look like a...
But John, I think the key to that Hearts result, and I spoke to Col Donaldson after that game. But you learned so much from that game, and then after that, you went on a decent run after that. So you clearly learned a lot from what happened in that game, and tweaked what you needed to tweak because you went on a great run from that defeat. I know you get beat from Celtic, and there was a couple of goals in it, but you weren't any bad. Do you know what I mean? You weren't any bad on the day. You weren't any, like, getting battered left, right and centre. I know you conceded a few goals, but again, I don't think you've really been out of games or been outplayed as in, you're more a Premiership team than you're a Championship team. Do you know what I mean that?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think if you look back at the Celtic game at Parkhead, we were obviously in it until Celtic scored, which was about, 39, 40 minutes time. Last weekend against Hibs, I think they scored with, 10 minutes to half time or something like that. So we do hold our own. I think there's moments in games where we just need to remember the basics.
And also maybe you lack a wee bit of quality. I think there was a really good chance for Falkirk at 0-0 at Celtic Park, and if that goes in, I can't remember who it was. It was a shot over the bar. It was like a really good chance, and I do think that it's maybe a lack of quality and decision making at times for Falkirk. But I've been really impressed with them. And look, I'm not saying this because I'm speaking to you two, because I've been on your podcast loads of times and I've slagged Falkirk off and had a right good laugh and ripped the piss out of you both. But I've got to be honest, I think they've been really, really good this year, and they're a credit to the Premiership. I mean, look at how close it was between yourselves and Livingston in the Championship, and look at where Livingston are and look at where you are. You're already streets ahead of them, and that says a lot about what John McGlynn and the club have been able to do in the summer.
Yeah, not count our chickens before we're hatched. I mean, Hearts and Senna only lost one game across the season. We have only lost one game in the stadium. Looking at the stats as well, Falkirk have only won 7 times in the last 26 meetings with Hearts. Obviously, the last time we met you at the stadium, we managed to beat you.
That's right, in the cup, wasn't it?
League cup.
And then Falkirk were really good that day as well. Hearts had a couple of early chances, but once Falkirk took the lead, there was no looking back. They deserved to win the game that day. I think if the Hearts that turned up at Tynecastle to beat you turn up again, you won't be able to live with us. But I think John McGlynn won't allow that to happen, which makes it, for me, a really tight game, close game. If the Hearts that turned up against Celtic turn up at Falkirk, you lose the game. You're going to have to get Hearts on a bad night to get something from it. But it'll just depend on how Hearts handle the pressure of being top of the league, because what a chance Hearts have got. If we were to beat Falkirk on the weekend there, we go 6 clear, because Celtic are not playing in the league this weekend because of the League Cup final. And then Celtic have got a really tough game on the Wednesday away to Dundee United, which is one of their games in hand. So what an opportunity to put so much pressure on Celtic ahead of their next league game if we can go 6 points clear. And what I would say to John McGlynn, former Hearts manager, go and do us a favour, mate, and put out the kids.
We've got no kids to put out. We're bare bones, man. Absolute bare bones. Yeah, I mean, the danger men for Hearts, you know, Quesaridis was really impressive in the first game against us, Ewan. But your main, and all the headlines seem to be getting, coming the way of, all we hear is Claudio Braga this season. Is out with those kind of two guys who have made a big difference to Hearts this season. Who have you been impressed with?
Halkett, he has to be in the Scotland squad. Halkett, for me, and Cammy Devlin in the middle of the park has been outstanding as well. But if you were to ask me right now who's Hearts player of the year, it's Craig Halkett. Without a shadow of a doubt. I know Braga's been outstanding. He scored some great goals for us. Shanklin's been really good supporting Braga as well. Kizaridis has been superb. But for me, Halkett has been a man mountain. He's been superb. He has to be on that plane for Scotland for the World Cup. Superb. Who else has been great for us? I mean, Beningame's been great, but he's out injured just now. I think Milne's done fantastic. Now, John, I know that you're familiar with Milne more so than me, having watched him play for Partick Thistle in the
wild
Championship.
He's into a right winger or whatever. He was playing left back against Celtic, I noticed, but just wild. He gets moved from left wing to right wing.
But you said to me when we signed him, oh, you've got one of the best players in the Championship going in there. And I didn't know much about him. And you've been proved right with that, because he has been superb for us. And we haven't missed James Penrice, which I didn't think I'd ever say. But Milne has been superb. I think the Hearts team generally have been very, very good this year. But for me, Halkett has been the man mountain for us and has steadied the ship. And the goalkeeper we've brought in from the Bundesliga, 220-odd games in the Bundesliga, decent goalkeeper. He was great, and I thought he had a brilliant save against Engels at Celtic Park last Sunday. So Hearts have got a really good core of players in there, and I think we will stay the distance. I think we're going to keep the pressure on Celtic and Rangers and Motherwell and Hibs and others who think they might get themselves into the mix. But I think we're in for a three-horse race to the title. I think it's Hearts, Rangers and Celtic. I think Rangers now smell blood. They're only 6 points behind Celtic. They've played the same amount of games. So I think it's a brilliant title race, and I think Hibs will be there or there's about. And if Motherwell can keep their players fit, they'll be there or there's about. And I think Falkirk are going to fight for a top six place with Aberdeen and Hibs. Just you and Aberdeen for top six. For me, that's what I mean. It's between Aberdeen and Falkirk, the top six. The top five at the moment, as will be the top five. Motherwell will stay there, Hibs will stay there, Rangers, Celtic, and Hearts.
Ewan
Cameron, I'm loving absolutely everything that you've said.
Ewan has definitely been replaced since I'm like, are you sure you're Ewan Cameron? We need to get a couple of tests here. Just respond, Jambo Bear.
Get to fuck.
Right, see what? Just try to...
See, piss off with that piss, you. I thought I'd escaped that shite. And by the way, the legacy of Jambo Bear still lives on in X and social media and TikTok. It's still there. I still get loads of comments because of you and fucking Stephen Mill. That will never go away, thanks to you two Muppets.
Oh, well, what a shame that is. What is the score going to be on Saturday?
I think there's going to be goals, right? I wouldn't be surprised if it's like a 3-2 or a 2-1 or a 2-2 or a 1-1. So there's going to be goals. It'll either be a draw or a win for Hearts. I don't see Falkirk beating us. But if the Hearts team turns up that I expect, we win 3-2 or 2-1. If Hearts are not at it, then it'll be a 1-1 or a 2-2.
Ross, what are you thinking?
We've obviously dried up the last few games in terms of scoring goals. I just hope we can keep it tight. I agree with what Ewan said earlier on. I think there might be a bit of late drama. I'm going to go 1-1. I agree. I can't see us losing the game, but I can't see us winning it either. So I'm going to go 1-1.
Defensively, we're looking at the moment, Ross. Keelan Adams, we're hearing, might be ruled out for some time. Not what we thought, he would just kind of bounce back, but we're now hearing that he might be out for some time. What do you go from a defensive point of view? Because that's, I guess, is where the questions will lie. And I guess up front, we've got a question there as well.
Yeah, but up front, so obviously, I know Brian Graham did really well against Dundee United, but we've had a really dry spell with the Motherwell, the Rangers game, and when Hibs last week. So something has to be done differently up front. From a striking perspective, the defence I thought was doing really well. I know he moved it ever so slightly for the Motherwell and the Hibs games. I would go back to what was working, and I know Keelan is injured, but I'm not convinced Conor Allan's best positions at right back. I would get him back into the centre
At least
back here, and
back in
really
the right back,
Henderson.
yeah. Decent back.
Yeah, I would put Lissa at right back, and obviously Leo McCann
Leon.
at left.
Okay, and then up front, you bring it starting Alfie, or are you staying with Graham?
It's a tough one, because Hearts are obviously very, very good defensively. Maybe the experience of Brian Graham would help. I think the weather this weekend and the pitch could be a bit of a leveller on Saturday night. The weather's obviously expected to be still pretty brutal. I'm not convinced our pitch is playing as well as it used to either. So I know there's a lot of chat about whether the fact that I know we're given an extension to another season, but I think there'll be grass down next year, assuming we are still in the Premiership, which hopefully we are. But I think the pitch and the weather could be a little bit of a leveler on Saturday night.
Oh,
Any
can I
thoughts?
just jump in there? And I shouldn't be saying this, but I will. If it was me, if I'm John McGlynn, I'm putting in Brian Graham, and I would have you running off him, make it a physical battle. I don't think I think that Hearts, when it becomes a back to front kind of game, you can maybe get a couple of wee chances off us and hopefully win the 50-50s or to pick up the loose balls off Brian Graham. That's what I would do. But I'm not John McGlynn. John McGlynn doesn't need me telling him what to do. But that's what I hope doesn't happen, that Brian Graham's up there in between Halkett and Finlay making a proper physical challenge, because Brian Graham is a physical player and he'll win his fair share of headers, and that worries me.
Well, we hope your big pal calls listen to this podcast can pass that message to John. That would be great. And listen, Ewan, before we let you go, we're going to let you redeem yourself on the how well do you know your club quiz. But I've got to say thank you very much, first of all, to one of our sponsors this week. It is Rumour Architecture. They've been on the go for 5 years. And Ryan Marshall, our friend, he has been basically worked at a local practice for 7 years and then set up Rumour Architecture. They're one of only three chartered architect practices within the town. So we always say, keep it in the Falkirk family. Ryan's a massive bairn. He's done the, I don't know if you've seen the houses opposite the old Polish club.
Yes, I
You
have.
seen him? That was
Yeah.
Ryan's work, Ewan. That was Ryan's work.
Well, Ryan knows what he's doing.
Exactly. And Crunchy Carrot's offices, which were the old Leckies next to
Yeah.
behind the wall, that was Ryan as well, Ewan.
Well, Ryan is, he should be aiming higher than Falkirk then. Get out of Falkirk, mate, but you're too good for
Well, that's good because he does projects across Scotland. So if you're looking for something
it.
bespoke, a contemporary extension, a housing development or commercial property, hotel, or he deals with industrial clients as well, Ryan is your man. And you can get him at rmar.co.uk. That's rmar.co.uk. And that is Rumour Architecture. And thank you very much to Ryan for sponsoring this week's episode of Falkirk Daft. Now, Ewan, let's get into how well do you know your club quiz.
Yeah.
Last time you were on, you managed 6 points. However, your colleague at STV Radio Football Show, Callum Bell, came on the other week and got 7 points for Dundee United. So you need to go back and redeem yourself here. Hopefully, you can get 8 points and get yourself to the top of that league. Right,
All
so
right.
Ross has the timer. I've got the
Okay.
questions. Are you ready to go, Ross?
I am indeed. Your time starts now.
What is the name of the pub where Hearts were founded?
The name of the pub, Tynecastle Arms.
Hearts were the first Scottish club to win a league title with over 100 goals scored in a season. In which decade did this occur?
50s.
Who is Hearts' longest serving manager in terms of continuous tenure?
Willie Bald.
Which former Falkirk manager is in the coaching team at Tynecastle?
Say that again.
Which former Falkirk manager is in the coaching team at Tynecastle?
Former Falkirk manager. There's a former Falkirk manager in the coaching team at what?
Time's ticking, Ewan.
Got next one.
Pass. Who scored the winning goal in the 98 Scottish Cup final for Hearts?
Stefan Adam.
What year did Hearts enter administration?
Oh, fuck, really? 2010, 11.
Hearts once played a European tie at Murrayfield. What were their opponents?
Who were their
opponents? Barcelona.
Who is the only member of the Hearts squad who also played for Falkirk?
Time's up.
You and you've had an absolute fucking nightmare there, by the way. Let's go. We did get through all 10 questions. Let's go through the answers. The name of the pub where Hearts were funny was the Moseley Arms. You got the 50s correct. Tommy Walker was your longest serving manager.
Tommy Walker, was he?
Continuous tenure, 51 to 66. Paul Sheeran is in the coaching staff.
I didn't even know that.
He was former Falkirk manager. Mickey Cameron, Colin Cameron scored the winner in the 98 Scottish Cup final.
Stephen Adams scored the first.
I think he did, aye. Was that a penalty from Colin Cameron? Now, ChatGPT gave me one of these questions, so I should have double-checked this.
Was it not Adam that scored the winner?
I don't think it matters to your score anyway, Ewan, but we're going to keep going. It was FC Basel that you played at Murrayfield. I think that was in the Champions
League. It was Barcelona.
But it was a friendly, fanny.
What was the question?
Which European tie at Murrayfield?
Oh, European. It wasn't even FC Basel, mate. It wasn't. Because I was at the game. It was.
Ross is fact checking this.
I don't know. You don't know the Champions League qualifier that we played under.
Listen, he gets a point for Stephen Adam because Colin Cameron scored the first goal, which was a penalty, and Stephen Adam scored the second.
Don't trust ChatGPT,
everyone.
ChatGPT are a. It wasn't Basel. You talk about the Champions League playoff game after we finished
European tie at Murrayfield.
I don't remember it being FC Basel, mate.
Do you know what? I'll give you a bonus question. What is the name of the current Hearts mascot? I'll give you a point for this if you get it. What's the name of the current Hearts mascot? It's a dog. It's a Scotty dog. What's his name?
Ruff.
Nope. It is Jock the Jambo. There you go.
Jock the Jambo. Yeah. I'm trying to think of that team that we played.
It looks like it was Schalke for the...
ChatGPT, I'll give you another point. It doesn't really matter anyway, because if I even give you that point, it's 3 points, Ewan, so it's not beating your previous score anyway. But so we'll retain your 6 points from previously.
Mate, is this where you've been getting your questions for the Big Scottish Football Show? Is that why I was losing every week?
There's a pattern forming here.
Ross is doing the fact checking here, and nearly every fucking question you've asked me turns out to be fucking wrong.
I know, don't trust ChatGPT, everyone.
Justice for Ewan.
Listen, Ewan, we'll leave you with three, but we'll keep your 6 points and we'll total them up at the end of the season. Ewan, thank you so much for once again joining us on Falkirk Daft, and good luck with the new radio show, though I don't really mean it being the boss of one of your rivals.
John and Ross, it's always a pleasure, mate, and whenever you need me on, I'll be happy to do it. Take care.
Thanks, right. Ewan.
Cheers, guys.
So there he goes away, Ewan Cameron there, comes in, leaves his chaos and disappears yet again, Ross.
He does. He's some boy. However, I'm far liking this Ewan over previous Ewans.
What's happened to him?
I don't know. But he's gaining football knowledge. That's what he's done. He's gained football knowledge.
Who knows what's happened to him since he's left these parts. I do think he's been replaced by AI. So looking forward to the game. Ross, what we've talked about it before, what state are the supporters going to be in come Saturday at 8 o'clock?
It's a long day till 8 o'clock at night, isn't it? It's a long day. Which might make for an even better atmosphere. I think it's always going to be night games under the lights at the stadium. The fans will be up for it. It'll be another sellout, as we know. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. I know you've got a day out yourself as well.
Yes, and I'll be in 1876. There will be a point that I'll say, Ross, you probably should just
do it.
I probably shouldn't be on a microphone, but we'll wait and see what that if that moment comes or not. Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine.
We'll see you in there
if you're coming along to 1876 Lounge. That's it for this week's Falkirk Daft preview show. Thank you very much for watching or listening. Get us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Remember, time is running out for Christmas. We've had a few orders in our merch shop, merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk, for all your Falkirk Daft merch needs for that loved one in your life that supports Falkirk. Get that now, merch.falkirkdaft.co.uk. Head there, or you can head to pintsandprints.co.uk. Check out the Falkirk Daft collection, and we will get that sorted for you for Christmas, son. I might be lucky to you this year. Thank you very much for listening, watching. Join the Discord channel. All the links are below for that. And if you want to get sponsor this episode, like Rumour Architecture and, of course, Nutmeg Magazine, you can get us, John at falkirkdaft.co.uk or Ross at falkirkdaft.co.uk. Thank you very much. And until next time, fingers crossed, we're back here on Monday talking about a win for the Bairns. And what do we say to end the show, Ross Wayne?
We say expect the unexpected, John. Morning, Bairns.
That we do.
We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Daft. We're Falkirk Daft. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk Bear, we're Falkirk Daft. We are Falkirk Daft.